Blog Talk Radio.
Making sure our sleep environment is comfortable is a sure way to get a good night's sleep. How you may ask? Well, I will tell you. Hey everyone, I'm Pam, a One Designer, Two Ideas. Comfort is the key word for our sleep environments in our homes, especially in our bedroom. One Designer, Two Ideas always has, it's just important really to be comfortable. And comfort is the key word for our homes, but especially where we sleep. Because we want to get as much sleep rest as we can, where we lay our heads should be a very important place to keep bursting with comfort. Ha ha, you guys thought I was going to say color. Well, no. Because everyone is not a color fanatic as I am. There are industry guidelines for choosing a color for your sleeping environment. But I say whatever color you choose and how your furniture is arranged, where you sleep, is personal. But there are a few things to think about when setting it up. And I do refer to the sleeping environment instead of a bedroom as a sleeping environment because I recognize that a number of people do not sleep in the traditional bedroom, you know, with the door and the bed and all of that. Some of us sleep on futons or sleep on sofas or we make pallets on the floor. So there are a number of ways in which to be comfortable and sleep at night. So that's why I refer to it as our sleeping environment. So I'm going to read a few of these rules, One Designer, Two Ideas. You know there's always a list when it comes to One Designer, Two Ideas. So here we go. Just as Nancy Sinatra said, these boots are made for walking. Sleep therapists say the bedroom or sleeping environment is for two things, one being sleep. Busy families today squeeze as much as possible in the master bedroom. It becomes a mini office, a screening room, a sewing or craft room, a work room, a homework room, a mini kitchen, a laundry room, and a doctor's office to mend little boo-boos. In most households, the master does not revert back to itself until well into the night, when enjoying tranquility is good because the kids are all asleep, and we have now tried to retire for the evening. Relaxing is so underrated, but so necessary for the success needed to conquer the world, or at least our part of it anyway. A good night's sleep, along with these five must-haves, put success in reach, like the light at the end of the tunnel. So here are five tips to make your sleeping environment as comfortable as possible. Number one, it should be comfortable and tranquil and with a good airflow. Number two, we should have a comfortable mattress and bed pillow. And I say mattress if you have a bed, but if you are sleeping on a sleeper couch or a futon, that's also a mattress too, but hopefully it's comfortable. Number three, that the linen be soft cotton or linen sheets, pillowcases, blankets, and throws. Now, I know that a lot of people like microfiber or silk, whatever makes you comfortable. Being able to sleep at night, that is a good thing, and hopefully it is soft and comfortable. Number four, to sleep in breathable and comfort sleepwear, not too tight, not too loose. And number five, have a lamp with a three-way bulb or a lamp with level light so you can soften it as you fall. You know, relax a little bit more. The low light makes you feel a little bit more relaxed and able to sleep better. So I suggest that there be a lamp with a three-way bulb or that a touch lamp. I have a friend who has a touch lamp, and it has three light levels, which I think is good. Also, that it's sleeping, it's on the side table or nightstand that is level to your sleep surface. That is if it's a futon, whatever you spend on it, you know, acceptable. Well, you know, it is actually possible if you make a pallet on the floor to have a to have something to the side of you that is level. So it is possible. It's a comfort thing. It means that you can actually reach out and grab your water or a tissue or turn off the alarm clock. And that it be well stocked and clean. So it has everything that you need to make the night go, you know, go so you can sleep well. So these are the five things that I think are important to have. The other things are personal, the color, your choice of linen, but these are five things that I would hope that one would have in a comfortable sleeping environment. I hope that these loving on your sleep environment tips were helpful. Please be sure to listen to our full-length show on Monday at 7:30 Central Standard Time, where we will be talking furniture arrangement 101 for the holidays, so we can make everyone happy and be able to, they can be able to communicate and talk, see each other without straining. And it all starts with arranging the furniture in a conversation way. And we'll talk about those on Monday. With more folks in the house, you may want to make sure no matter what room the guests are seating, that they are comfortable and can see each other while they talk. That will be Monday at 7:30, again, Central Standard Time. If you have any comments or questions about this or any One Designer, Two Ideas show, feel free to visit the Facebook page at www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. Well, thanks for joining me tonight, and I hope you guys sleep well. Good night, all.